Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name, AFR Insurance, proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners. AFR Insurance is proud to serve 163 communities. But we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company. We're also your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in rural Oklahoma. We offer competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We understand the challenges and joys of living here. AFR Insurance, serving Oklahoma communities just like yours.
Another wild day for cattle futures. Yesterday's close, a limit down in the feeders, brought some much-anticipated markets this morning. Initially, we were down, and then the market did come back up. But then it went down hard. It went all the way down to 151.70, which was about $3.60 lower in the August feeders. Before a late-day rally, the board did close up anywhere from 15 to 50 in the first 3 months. On the feeder cattle. So another wild day with about a $5 trading range from the high to the low. Live cattle, $1.27 higher in June at $131.47, as about 90 off of their high. So again, overall, the cattle markets were quite good today. This morning's Fed Cattle Exchange will be delayed until tomorrow. They had some technical difficulties, so we didn't get any cash trade, which was much anticipated. Current closeouts are estimated to be around $350 a head out of the live cattle market. That's been good. The projected break-evens of cattle going in currently down about negative $43. So quite a bit of a mix there. The box beef market remained strong. It was at $250.45 coming into today. So overall, the cash market remains good, but a lot of volatility in the futures.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets higher across the board. We're 7 higher in corn. This is one of the highest closes we've seen going all the way back throughout the year of 2017. Dease corn was over $4. It looks like the final settlement for the Dease corn is going to be 402.5, up 6.75. So a really good close there. Beans were up as well, 5 to 7 higher, and then wheat for the second day in a row up 7 cents in Kansas City, about 9 to 10 in Chicago. Hedge funds are record short across the board. So if we continue to see any short covering here, or any idea that we may have less of a crop in the United States for corn, beans, and wheat for that matter, the short covering could continue. Now, later this week, we have a USDA report, which will be a monthly report. We've got winter wheat production. All wheat is expected to be 1.815 billion bushels, slightly lower than where we were in May. Hard red winter wheat, which we grow here in Oklahoma, is expected to be 731 million bushels. Last month, they said 737. So the hard red winter wheat crop, just a touch smaller than what we were expecting. Of course, ending stocks, U.S. and world, for old and new crop will also be on this report. So that's this week, and it could help drive the market either way.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.